Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today. The meeting came as somewhat of a surprise. Tillerson's public schedule included just a meeting with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Tillerson and Lavrov are holding a news conference right now. Here's Tillerson just moments ago talking about his meeting with Putin.
I expressed the view that the current state of U.S.-Russia relations is at a low point. There is a low level of trust between our two countries. The world's two foremost nuclear powers cannot have this kind of relationship.
The U.S. is trying to ramp up pressure on Moscow to abandon Syrian President Bashar al-Assad after last week's chemical attack. That attack prompted an American military strike on a Syrian airbase. Lavrov said today there still needs to be a full investigation of what happened. Before the meetings, Putin told Russian TV that the relationship between the U.S. and Russia has worsened since President Trump took office in January. And earlier today, I spoke with David Filipov, Moscow bureau chief for The Washington Post, and asked him if he thought Putin was upping the ante with those comments aimed at Trump.
He's keeping the pressure where it's been. Russia has never acknowledged that Syria had chemical weapons. The Syrian government has never acknowledged that they used them. And they've always said since the first news of the missile strike broke last week that the strike was a violation of international law and that it was, a violation by the United States of the understanding over Syria. So the fact that they're wheeling that out again today is nothing other than a sign that they don't intend to respond to Tillerson's ultimatum, basically, that Russia had better choose sides.
Is Russia determined, though, to maintain support for President Assad? Is that, in a way, a red line for Russia?
It's not about President Assad so much. And my own belief is that Putin was badly hurt, not his feelings, but his strategy, by the use of chemical weapons. It really threw a wrench in his works. Because the big picture here is that Putin, especially during the interregnum there between the Obama administration and when Trump started getting engaged, Putin had set up this peace process where Russia was the leader and Iran was in on it and Turkey was in on it and the Kurds were in on it. He was saying to the world, hey, look, I'm Putin. I'm not trying to topple leaders. I'm trying to get everybody on board and form consensus. Come to Russia when you want something done. And that's the issue here. To pull out right now is to say that that whole process was built on a false premise, and that whole process is going to collapse, and Putin's big project for 2017, after he won 2016, is, kaput.
But you're saying that Assad took Putin by surprise with the chemical attack, because there are some in this country who believe that they both knew what was about to happen.
I mean, the Russians like to make arguments like this. What they say is, how would it be possible for Assad to use chemical weapons? He was winning the war. I'm going to use that same logic. Why in the world would Russia, knowing that it's got the upper hand, the United States is disinterested and disengaged, you brought all these people together, you've got Iran working with you for crying out loud, hey, let's do a chemical weapons attack and get everybody involved and then try to cover it up. I'm pretty sure that what happens here is that Assad, being an irrational actor, decides to, go for it with the chemical weapons, and then Russia is stuck with an ally that has just put it in that position. Everything we've been seeing since then is backpedaling. Look at what Putin said. He said, I have information that there's going to be another provocation where someone's going to put chemical weapons somewhere and then blow it up and blame the Assad government. This is classic. This is classic, changing the focus and murkying the, muddying the waters and making you wonder what's true, what's not true. That's a classic defense when you have nowhere to go. You say, yeah, that may or may not have happened, but look at something worse is going to happen too.
What about the relationship between the U.S. and Russia right now? There are people talking about a new Cold War.
It was never as good as people thought it was going to be when, Trump got elected and all that stuff about not criticizing Putin and everything. You always knew, and I've said it on these airwaves, that, it's one confrontation away from it being, the disruptor in chief versus the disruptor in chief. So on this level, on the upper level, I'm sure that the Kremlin was always very wary about things getting any better. Obama was predictable. Obama was a traditional American president. Obama wasn't going to do anything like just roll in and start firing cruise missiles without any warning, right? So on the level of, yeah, this is much worse of a crisis than we had, you know, a week ago when there weren't cruise missiles being lobbed at Syria. Yeah, it's worse. But as far as tensions now are worse than they were in, you know, November or January, the situation never got off the ground. There was a little bit of optimism. But what we've got right now is, you know, we were on the bottom. There was a dead cat bounce and we're still on the bottom. Mm. And now we're trying to see if we can go any lower.
That's David Filipov, Washington Post Moscow bureau chief, talking to us on a big day, although it seems like almost every day is a big day in U.S.-Russian relations. David, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.